Tomatoes ripened on the vine are the ambrosia of the backyard garden plot. From the Tiny Tims to the beefsteak or heritage varieties sliced into toasted sandwiches. This week's recipes offer two ideas for enjoying ripe tomatoes when the weather has chilled and the tomato vines have long been picked clean and removed from the garden plot. Red tomato relish 8 cups boiling water 10 pounds. Ripe tomatoes 2 large onions, chopped then diced 2 red peppers, finely chopped 2 green peppers, finely chopped 2 TSPS. Mustard seeds 1 teaspoon. Celery seed 4.5 cups white vinegar 2.5 cups brown sugar, packed 3 TBSPS. Pickling salt 2 TSPS. Ground ginger 2 TSPS. Ground cinnamon 1 teaspoon. Ground allspice 1 teaspoon. Ground cloves 1 teaspoon. Ground nutmeg bring water to a boil then add a few tomatoes at a time. Boil for 30 seconds then remove tomatoes to an ice water bath. Repeat until all tomatoes have been processed in boiling water. Remove skins from tomatoes then finely chop. Place tomatoes in a large stock pot. Add onions and peppers. Place mustard and celery seed in a cheesecloth canning bag. Add spice bag and remaining ingredients to pot with tomatoes. Bring to a boil. Reduce heat and simmer, uncovered, for 60 to 75 minutes or until slightly thickened. Stir frequently. Discard spice bag. Ladle hot relish into sterilized pint jars, remove air bubbles and apply lids. Place jars in canner, cover with water and process in hot water bath for 20 minutes. Remove jars and set aside to cool. Store in cool location. Set at least a week before using. Garden tomato soup 3 TBSPS. Extra virgin olive oil 2 medium onions, diced finely 3 cloves garlic, minced, optional 4 cups low sodium chicken stock 2 pounds. Ripe tomatoes, peeled and finely chopped with juices 1/2 teaspoon. Salt 1/2 teaspoon. Pepper 1/2 cup acini de pepe pasta 1/2 cup heavy cream cover tomatoes with boiling water and remove skins. In a separate bowl, finely chop tomatoes, retaining juices. In a large pot, warm olive oil over medium heat. Add onions and cook about 10 minutes, stirring until they become golden brown. Add garlic and cook 1 minute. Stir in chicken stock, tomatoes, salt and pepper. Bring to a boil then add pasta and simmer for 10 to 15 minutes. Stir in cream and return soup to a gentle simmer for about 10 minutes, stirring frequently. Turn off heat, cover and let rest for 10 minutes to allow pasta to plump up. Serve hot with a variety of crackers or grilled ham and cheese sandwiches. Note: soup stock may be frozen, leaving out the pasta and cream. Defrost, heat, bring to a boil then add the pasta and cream and follow previous cooking directions. Joyce Walter can be reached at ronjoy@sasktel.net.